Come now, all you mangy dogs. Swab the decks and hoist the sails. The guns on board be needing some proper manning. Pieces of eight and a fine wench on your arm, if your work be not too shoddy. Careful not to flounder too badly, though, or you may have to dance the hempen jig as we see you to Davy Jones. The Jeffy, my boy, on with the show.
Welcome once again, everyone, to this week's show, episode number 35 of Pirate Radio Podcasts. Stationed today under occasionally sprayed South Korean skies, I'm your Chief Communications Officer, Jaffe Ryder. Today's presentation is a little different from any others we've done up to this point, as we set out to showcase what we at the network consider some of Minds.com's top in-house indie musical talent. From rock to hip-hop, folk to pirate death flamenco, today's show will try to encompass it all. So if you're ready to take a little trip with us through the largely unknown world of our modern cultural underground, kick back and put on the nearest set of headphones as we check out some of the most righteous tunes you've likely never even heard before. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to today's Minds In-House music feature special. That was Hidden Increments, kicking things off from Winnipeg, Manitoba's very own Elusive Mind. More of their music can be found up on bandcamp.com, as well as by contacting Winnipeg Alternative Media on minds.com and asking for a guy named Todd. I'm your host, as always, of course, Jaffe Ryder. Alongside me today is Pirate Larry. We're broadcasting things not from the Robin Hood, as is typically the case, but in fact, one of the local watering holes, drinking establishments. Which one is this, by the way, Larry? I didn't happen to check the name of the establishment as we were making our way inside here today. Is it the Mossy Wench?
This is the basement of the Scurvy Dog Inn.
It's where you've got me down the basement. Did you say
we're in the basement of the Scurvy Dog Inn, broadcasting underground music from the underground?
Well, that you don't get much more underground than that, I guess, do you? So, how about that? I guess, and that's all in accordance with Captain Long John Sinclair's wishes. So you don't want to cross the captain. Not a good guy to mess with. On tap for today, the show that we've got here, the showcase, we've got a range of talents. And of course, the prerequisite to the show today was that you, as a musical act, were required to have a Minds channel put together. We've got Alexandria Heather, who is, of course, she's on Minds. You can find her easily enough. Todd Ian McDougall, who's just dropped by and put a channel together just in the last couple weeks. He, of course, is the leading force behind Winnipeg Alternative Media, someone who we interviewed just not so long ago, maybe 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, something along those lines.
Oh, yeah, Todd's a rocker. He's a rocker.
So we got some heavy kind of edgy stuff coming from him today. Now we've also got another act that we had on board and interviewed just last week. In fact, managed to plug minds.com that time was Angel Espino, who's gonna lay a little hip hop on us over the course of today's show. So people can look forward to checking that out. And of course, we got Kid Coleman, who I guess he was tipped off with music that he's put together over the years. It was kind of, he was drawn to our attention by Johnny Canuck, who you'll find on minds.com from time to time. I think he mostly spends a lot of his time and effort and energy over in the Canada section to things as far as groups and that and whatnot are concerned. On top of that, of course, who else do we have here? Anyone we're missing? Owen Scott. Now, I'm not sure what the deal is there. Has he put a Minds channel together yet or not, Larry?
Yeah, Owen, he's Infinite 2D.
All right. Yeah. So were you in touch with him? And he actually asked that he was interested in being a part of the show today?
Yeah, he messaged me on Minds, and he gave me his Bandcamp page. That's the song I downloaded from his Bandcamp page.
Oh, great. Now we've also got, who do we got? We got Joseph Separdo 47. Hope we're not missing anybody here, but he has got quite a story, and a history there too. So, we'll cue things up here in accordance as we present each song with a bit of an overview and rundown of as best we can with each artist's particulars and specific details. So people just have to sit tight and wait for that as it all sort of appears and the presentation here today unfolds. So is there anyone else that we're missing out on here that you can think of? Are we going to do anything? We have the Twilight Harmonies. I think we've got all of our bases covered there. Any thoughts there, Larry?
Looks good. We should have a good show, brother.
We're clear. We're clear to go. We're ready to set sail here down in the basement of the Scurvy Dog. So.
I've traveled so far from where I first drew breath. All the roads have been down and a thousand times more. I try not to linger the places I've been. I come. Chest has been loved and burdened with pain. I've seen desert sunrises cascading west. Singing it now, 'cause I can't take the shame that soon no one left will remember your name.
That was Owen Scott with Song for George, a tune that, in my mind at least, echoes several of the haunting tracks from Wilco and Billy Bragg's legendary album, Mermaid Avenue. If you're interested in contacting Owen via minds.com, this can easily be done through accessing his channel at Infinite 2D. But let's just quickly, before we really kick things off, let's talk a little bit about the music industry and independent acts in particular. And, what it is that they find themselves up against, where in pursuit of the dreams, people with a measurable degree of talent, each, you know, of course, differing one from the other, and whether it's, it could be any area, of course, or genre, whether it's music in particular or any other form of artistry, painting, juggling, street performance, magic. There's a good one, but it's a tough slog, and it really takes a lot for people to make it in their particular, their field of choice. So between having to, you know, making just to survive and putting together enough gigs, they can be able to, and, you know, the selling of the CDs, and if they have any merchandise at hand, whether it's T-shirts or whatnot, as they maybe tour the festival circuit or the bar circuit or what have you, that, you know, it's not always easy. And there's very few people that really make it to the professional level, it seems. So what are your thoughts on all that, though, Larry? I'm sure you've seen a lot over your time and in the course of your professional music career. You've seen a lot of people, I guess, right kind of pack it in and call it quits.
Yeah, right now it's really hard. You know, most of the musicians I know, they have a day job. You know, they have right. their real job, and then they have their play job.
Don't give up your day job.
But the ones that are out there making a living off of music, some of these guys are in like 4 and 5 different bands. They'll get together in different configurations, and sometimes they'll be playing, dance music, and then sometimes they'll be playing covers, and then sometimes they'll be playing their own music, you know. And they're known for their own music. So we've been lucky because in Ensenada, I think there's kind of a growing music scene.
Right.
Part of that has been being able to get bands up on YouTube. If you can pass their music around on YouTube, then they get to be known pretty quickly. So the industry is very difficult. Nobody from the industry wants to talk to you unless you get like 1 million views on YouTube, and then they'll start to talk to you. There's not a lot of support for independent bands right now. But as I go back through my life, I remember there were several periods where music was just dead, you know, where mm-hmm. it was like disco music, or it was just, I mean, it was, the music was so, it was so commercialized, it was so corporatized that it was just dead, right? And I think, you know, then all of a sudden it broke, and you had things like, you know, the British invasion of the 60s, or you had the British invasion of the 80s. And I think music is about to break now, and, you know, people will be looking for talent that has kind of weathered the storm.
Speaking of weathering the storm, next up we have an original composition from none other than New York's Joseph Sappardo, 47, claiming to be an optimist who asked for a taste of the pessimist's wine. Joseph describes himself as a 62-year-old former progressive music devotee who's played some of the best and the worst with the best and the worst. Known mostly for his outstanding keyboard instrumentation, Joe laments how much he suffered for his music, promising today's listeners that it's now our turn.
Oh,
Once again, that was Joseph Sappardo with his original indie composition, In the City. Next, Pirate Larry and I spend a few more minutes hashing over the current state of world music, including the cyclical nature of culture and creativity, live performance, Minds.com, and the endless search for humanity's soul. Well, that would be something, wouldn't it? The way I see things, and I agree that, and I totally understand where you're coming from when it comes to, the scene is dead kind of deal, and how it's, things that comes in, and everything moves in cycles, has its ups and downs, but the soul, the spirit and the soul, if that's lacking, for myself, this is myself personally, of course, some people, they connect to things and it all kind of resonates with them on a different level. I think we have a cat. Is a cat giving birth down here in the basement? So, God, I think they'd clean this place up a little bit. But maybe they need some sort of medical attention.
No, they keep the rats out of the barrels. So that's why we have the cat.
The cat's having trouble digesting one of the rats. They just devoured a few minutes ago. So, yeah. Stomach pains of some sort. Oh, there they go again. Ups and downs and the spirit and the soul, if that's, you know, that's got to be there for sure. And you can hear it sometimes in what different acts and different talents, different composers and creative personalities managed to put together. So, the trance that's, like they have a lot of these days, the raves and so forth. That's cool and that's interesting, and I can see the appeal to a point. But there's not much diversity, I don't think, really, with that sort of thing. It's very I can understand the draw and the appeal, that whole the scene. But as from a musical standpoint, what kind of diversity would you say there is to things, really?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, you know, there's everything from dubstep, you know. I mean, go listen to Infected Mushroom. I mean, they're from Israel, but they kind of grab the whole, trance thing. Trance is big, you know, it's big in Mexico City. It's, you'll either hear mariachi music on the bus, or you'll hear trance on the bus.
Right. No, I'm not disputing that. What I'm questioning is, I'm not disputing the popularity. What I'm questioning is the soul, you know, and the spirit. You know, people talk about how even like the transition from with the CDs versus the way that the old like vinyl LPs were produced, the way everything being digitalized now versus the former, what the hell is the word I'm looking for? It shifted over.
Analog.
There you go. Exactly. So that how things, transitioned on that level, and that there's said to be something that's lost on the way that it resonates with people on a spiritual.
You lose the warmth. You lose the warmth, that was in the analog. Analog was magnetic, and digital is digital. It's numbers.
Yeah.
So you don't get the magnetic warmth that you did from the analog, and that's why a lot of people are picking up the old LPs and vinyl, is to sense that warmth that was in the vinyl.
Neil Young is one of the he's one of the people that's been campaigning, I believe, in support of kind of a more retro approach. He's always been known, of course, to be someone who is an innovator and not afraid to kind of take a new approach, and even if that means going back, shifting the focus back, you know, in time and history to take a more creative and innovative approach to things. So, but yeah, he's been, I think, campaigning in support of the analog and just kind of talking about how digital's, it loses, the life is not there. It's too like mechanical or robotic, something along those lines. And I think there's others too, some other big names just not really coming to mind right now. One of the Pink Floyd guys was David Gilmour or Roger Waters, I think, something along those lines. So, but yeah, myself, I had back in the day hundreds of vinyl LPs in my personal collection, but those unfortunately went by the wayside as I made the transition to Korea. They were left in the trust of a friend and her storage space, and those, they just kind of ended up. I'm not sure what happened there, but they're gone now. So making a bit of a comeback, though, aren't they? The vinyl, the LPs, the old style records.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. And it's because of the magnetic warmth of the analog.
So what sort of, and mines in particular, you think are there many opportunities for independent artists then, as far as, you know, musical artists and creative acts and entertainers, a chance for them to maybe have, you know, to have their music heard and to reach a wider audience? I know we're doing what we can today to have them achieve those goals, but outside of that, what do you think? Does mines facilitate, or does it help, or for them to achieve these things?
Mines is like, you know, everything else. I mean, you know, there's a music channel on Mines, and people mostly post, you know, the music they like, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, all the old stuff. And so, I mean, maybe there should be like an indie music channel on Mines. There's a original music channel on Mines. But, you know, maybe we should all just kind of organize around something like that and listen to each other's music. More often than not, musicians listen to new music.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, we do have the indie artists channel set up that's going, seems to be developing and quite nicely here. It's, I think either Bill or John or whoever makes these decisions has... I think they've opted to feature the indie artists group right off the featured group area. So there's over 300 members now. It's been pretty active, actually, to tell you the truth. And almost daily now, it seems like there's new content being shared and posted there. So, but the thing as well is that it kind of, it's not just music. It's like all artistry in general, indie artists, music, fine arts, visual arts, painting, drawing, dramatic performance, guerrilla theater, video busking, street performance, crafts and creation. So they're actually, speaking of busking, there is a Buskers World group as well. Have you seen that yet? I think let's see who.
Yeah, I joined it. I joined it on mine.
There's only about 11 people over there right now. In fact, I was the last person to share any content just a few days ago. They're promoting the special that we're working on putting together here today. So, didn't hear back. Oh gosh, Pamela Thomas Martin. She was one of the talents that we were hoping to reach out to and have participate in today's showcase. Unfortunately, just take a look quickly at her channel. I haven't seen her around as of late. So, but she does a lot of touring, it seems, and she's very. You know, very proactive and hands-on. It's kind of the way you have to be, really, as a independent artist and, you know, musician, performer, what have you. Let's see, October 8th, well, she has been around. Unfortunately, she didn't, I guess we forgot to tag her. One thing I can say, though, like living in Korea, myself personally, I've just kind of thrown in the towel. It's not really an issue for me anymore to kind of, you know, be out on the stage and, or do, you know, street performance, busking, anything like that. Just because of where I'm located mostly, it's such a small, community that there's very little as far as the expat, the numbers of expats, or it's really quite limited, and there's a real divergence of interest and so forth. And so there's no venues really to speak of, and it's a real lack of interest, frankly, with, you know, coffee houses or anything, you know, along those lines. So, and as far as connecting with the Koreans, it's a different culture completely. So there's a really limited opportunity there, I would say. So, in fact, you know, it's quite interesting. they have these noribangs here, these singing rooms, which are kind of like the karaoke's in Japan. And you've got like the Beatles and Elvis and some John Denver tunes, Hotel California. That's always part of the sing-along catalog. But it's like what I like to call the box songs, you know, all these old classic standards and, you know, a lot of newer ones too. But it's really a lot of talent, a lot of really well-known and recognized international talent. They bypass Korea a lot of times, you know, it's like straight from Japan to China for whatever reason, and maybe like back again from China to Japan, but very, very few acts, it seems, a really limited number, although that might be changing now to some degree, but, they choose to sit down and put shows on here on the peninsula. So, I mean, to give you an example, Bob Dylan, he's played just endless number of gigs in Japan over the years, over the course of his career. He's only come to Korea once, back in 2010, you know, and it's one and only time. So that was it, I guess. I'm not sure. What do you think that's all about? Any thoughts from your perspective?
I don't know. It a lot of it depends on promoters being able to trust a promoter abroad.
Fan base. You know,
I mean, the fan base shouldn't be too much of a problem. These guys would have a fan base, but it would be, you know, a promoter that you could trust. And, you know, somebody may be able to bring in Bob Dylan, but, you know, then where's the next show? What's the next one they're going to bring in? You know, there's only so many of them. There's Bob Dylan, there's Paul McCartney. I mean, the next one would be the Rolling Stones. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a pretty big undertaking.
I don't think they've never played Korea, you know. McCartney's been here once. Sting, I think, from what I understand, has been here twice. I saw him the first time. And who is it? Eric Clapton's been here twice, from what I understand. I caught him the first time, too, but... Anyways, so we're kind of getting off on a whole different level there, you know, as far as, because these are like well-known, you know, multi-million unit selling, highly recognized international and world caliber artists. So, but everybody's got to start somewhere, don't they? So, and that's what this is all about, is coming up through the ranks and making a name for yourself. But I think in a lot of cases, you really do have to have your act together on so many different levels, including, you know, musical ability, of course, and being able to carry a tune, not singing too flat or too sharp, or hopefully not too fast or slow, whatever the case may be. But there's a lot to be said for songwriting too, wouldn't you agree? Like to really being able to craft really fine songs.
I think that's key. I think that will always be a key, is the ability to write songs. It's kind of an ancient thing, you know. Yeah. So you can take, you know, some kind of old ideas and mix them with new ideas and come up with your own. But still, I mean, it's, you know, there are two kinds of, you know, there's like the music that's written so that it'll sell, and then there's music that's kind of written from the heart. And I think when music is sincere, it lasts a lot longer. I mean, the ones that are written to sell, they flash up real fast and they go away pretty fast too. But the stuff that's written from the heart seems to stick around a lot longer.
Over the next 5 years, $15 billion in new money, including nearly $10 billion in new money.
Power. Recognize that it's just elementary sanity if you want to figure out what these guys are up to.
Fired on a crowd of civilians yesterday.
states that interfere with U.S. global design. Called an imperial transition. If you control a stupendous source of strategic power, you control the world. Called an imperial transition. They can attack anybody they decide to call a potential threat.
More than 100 people were injured. Eyewitnesses say the newly appointed governor of Mosul, Mashan al-Zaghouri, was exhorting people to cooperate with the United States when chaos broke out.
That they can attack anybody they decide to call a potential threat. It's called an imperial grand vision.
The crowd called him a liar and insisted he end his speech. When he continued, the angry crowd threw stones at him and ran towards him. That was when those two took the fire. Many among the wounded say that the siege governor asked for
the rockets were filled.
That was self-described shamanic multimedia artist Alexandria Heather with her hypnotic and trance-like mashup of Us, or, if you prefer, U.S. If you'd like to learn more about her and her artistic pursuits, either check out the show notes or simply log on to Alexandria Heather via every cool cat's favorite new online social networking and information sharing platform, Minds.com. Well, Pirate Larry, it looks like it's your chance to let the audience, listening audience, be able to check out your music. So you've recently, a little sample at least, but you've recently put, I think it's a new number that you've composed. It's called Twilight Harmonies, that you've worked together with a friend, a colleague, and it's great. I mean... Could you tell us a little bit about more about the song and And what inspired you exactly, how it all came together, and what you're hoping to do with it?
Well, you know, the song was called Twilight. The idea was it was kind of like wispy little evening song. And then, you know, it had a kind of little piratey part to it, you know, that I had. And Aaron came over and he goes, oh, I've got a song, you know, it's based on the same chord. And he played his for me. And so I said, wow, you know, what I should do is just like open it up. And when it comes to the fast part, you put the fast part in and, you know, I'll close it off. And so we recorded him and, you know, then I put it together over a couple of days and we put it out. So my part of the song is the part that I play, and Aaron's part of the song is the part that he plays. And they both fit together, so therefore it was Twilight Harmonies.
There's some, the changes and style, the approach that he's taking there is, how would you describe that? It's kind of like he's got the power chords there, of course, and is it like a metal, death metal, thrash metal on top of your...
Yeah, it's all, he's metal.
Yeah.
It comes from death metal, thrash metal. Yeah, so this is like acoustic metal.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I like listening to acoustic metal is because you can really hear these guys playing the guitar. I mean, you know, they're really picking the strings. And it's a different feeling from, you know, the you know, heavy crunch that's in the electric guitars. But you don't have the same sustain, I guess, that you would in an electric guitar. But at the same time, you know, you can piece out the melodies a lot clearer. So it's like, metal unplugged.
What kind of style were you, what was your, it sounded almost like a gypsy kind of pirate flamenco. I'm not sure if that's the best way of really summarizing things, but how would you categorize your approach and the manner in which you, how you tackled that particular tune?
That's pretty good. I mean, I would call it folk metal. The idea is to take elements of folk music and you know, find the melodies and put them together, you know. Yeah.
And is he one of your regular members in the group that you have put together down there in Ensenada Baja? I guess you go by the name of Piratas de Dios.
So Piratas de Dios has always had kind of a symbiotic relationship with a band called After Dark I Bleed.
Uh-huh.
And that band has become many other bands. Yashin, he's like playing with a band called Shit right now from Tecate, and they're a monstrous band.
Shit.
And yeah, and Aaron has his own band. But they get together and they're doing, these guys are the shit, though. I mean,
and they're based out of a city that's best known for the beer that it produces, the Tecate. So
beer,
shit beer, I guess. But it's actually, what do you think of Tecate? It's not too bad, is it? Is it okay?
It's the water here, you know.
It was water before
they had water.
I traveled down through Baja back in the mid-90s, actually, with the girlfriend I was hooked up with at the time, and we made our way probably down about halfway along the distance of the peninsula there, and we were Tecate, and they got this little side, those little the stands that they sell the chicken burritos or something like that out of and whatnot. But anyways, it's a lot of fun. So, but
Fruit stands, everything.
Oh, it was great. I loved, and the people were great too.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Although the garbage on the side of the roads, that was a bit of an issue. So I guess you say that they've kind of cleaned things up since then. But now's not the time. Now's not the time to get into the that whole end of things. So, but okay. Well, let's give things a go here and cue things up with Now, what do you call yourselves? You're not Piratas de Dios. It's just what, Larry and Aaron?
Yeah, it's Piratas de Dios. This is the Larry and Aaron side of the Piratas de Dios.
Pretty much a raw demo, I guess. So I'm not sure. And has this been issued on any of the CDs or any of the other products you've put out onto the market?
It's on YouTube. It's on our YouTube channel. It's under a playlist called Paradise Lost. And this is like the eighth song on not Paradise Lost, Paradise Postponed. I'm sorry.
So if people are down in the Baja area, Ensenada in particular, I guess they can work on looking you up, and if they're, you know, taking a holiday, touring around, you know, traveling, that sort of thing, and hoping to find a little musical accompaniment while they while they enjoy their vacation, that it might be worth their while to get in touch with you if a little ambiance, yeah, and musical accompaniment.
Just message me on
Mines. What's that?
Just message me on Mines.
There you go. That's how it's done. So, all right, folks. Twilight Harmonies from Piratas de Dios. Next, we briefly revisit last week's episode and the interview we recorded with veteran Miami-based hip-hop and rap producer Angel the Jackal Espino. Having recently come on board the Minds.com network, his channel can easily be found under PSN Radio. In the meantime, let's take a little trip back with the Jackal, as he gives us a brief overview of his career, and we listen once again to his collaborative signature classic, This Is Hip Hop. It's the last talking point that we really got here. Anything you want to tell us about? You've got a bit of a history there, we've kind of billed you as a hip-hop producer. We're going to close things down with one of your tunes, actually, the cut that you put together a number of years ago off. I think it was an EP you put together, and the tune is called This Is Hip-Hop. So yep. Anything just you'd like to fill listeners in on as far as that whole business is concerned, your career and how what it is about hip-hop that really appeals to you?
Well, honestly, it's the music I grew up listening to. Growing up in L.A. and in Florida, it was always around. I always lived in a neighborhood where hip hop was very influential, and it's just something I've always listened to. I was never into Spanish music. I was never really into rock as much. There's a couple rock bands that I did like, but not too heavy into it. It was mostly always hip hop. That's just what I grew up on. And back in the 90s, like I said, I was into sports and music and radio. That's kind of my thing. And when sports kind of fizzled out, I gravitated towards music and made that my full-time thing. And I was DJing for a while, and from DJing to ad-libbing and being a hype man, to then, one day one of the main MCs or one of the main rappers in the group was sick. He couldn't do the performance, so I went on in his place and did the performance.
Wow.
And everybody was like, oh, man, your voice is really good for rap more than this and that. And that kind of led me into becoming more of a rapper than a DJ. And, I did that for a number of years. I've produced, several records. In fact, the cut you're going to play, This Is Hip Hop, is co-produced by myself and my friend Carlos Delgado, a.k.a. Carlos and the Jackal. And we co-produced that track together and put some of the finishing touches with another friend of mine named Willie, who was bass on it and stuff. And I did all the mixing and mastering of it. And the main rappers on there is myself and another rapper called Senile, who's a kid up from New York that I met a few years ago. He's a great rapper. And immediately we started talking on, I think it was on thisis50.com, the website. And he heard one of my tracks. He loved it. He, reached out to me and said, man, I like your music. I told him about, there wasn't even an EP. It was a mixtape that I was putting out at the time. And I was halfway through it, and I had that one track that still needed another verse. And I shot him the track, and 2 days later, he pulls out, his verse with the hook and everything. And I was like, wow, this kid's amazing. In 2 days, he recorded the whole thing. That was part of that mixtape. He's actually somebody I'm still working with till today, and we're doing more music together. We have another mixtape that's coming out either December or January of this year coming up, which is in the middle of being produced now. And that's with him. Another rapper called Young Kano is going to be on there. There's a track with a rapper named Out of Sight, who's a good friend of mine. He's actually somebody I did a podcast with for about a year and a half also. Almost 2 years, actually. And he was signed to Sir Mix-a-Lot, which I know some of you might be like, Sir Mix-a-Lot, the Baby Got Back guy? That guy. He's his protege.
Yeah, big and, name. I'm myself, like, the last guy that, I'm like, I'm not a big hip-hop guy at all, really. But Sir Mix-a-Lot, it's like, even I've heard the name, So
yeah.
I noticed there's a big Eminem kind of influence is what it seems. Like, listening to some of your music, it's like, geez, that's like kind of like...
Not for myself, but unfortunately Senile gets that comparison a lot because he literally sounds like Eminem a little bit. Just the tone of his voice is very like Eminem-ish, so he gets that a lot. He tries to switch up his flow and the way he raps, patterns and stuff that he uses to try to not sound like Eminem, but unfortunately his voice just kind of sounds like that. So there's not much you could do about it.
And it's really too bad that you're not part of the Minds.com social network platform, because we've got a show that's coming up here, I think it's just next week, as a matter of fact, and it's open to anyone that's got that's on the that's part of Minds.com. We're looking for all kinds of independent artists of, with any music that they've put together and that they can, that they're interested in sharing with a wider audience. So, but we'd be happy to do that for you. The only problem is you don't have you haven't put your channel together there yet. So,
that's easy. That's easy to put together though.
Yeah, I mean, it takes 2 minutes, man. So do it, and we'll promote your hip hop act. Next week if you'd like us to do that for you. So along with a number of other musical artists and acts. So, but any websites? We got the Jackal's Head, and speaking of which, you did interview quite a few. I noticed just in looking over your YouTube channels there that you had a number of other high profile names within the hip hop and rap community.
Oh yeah, we've had Lazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. He was on the show with us. Well, a good friend of mine is Thin C, who's a member of Mo Thug Records, which is owned by Bone Thugs and Harmony. And he was on the show a couple times. You know, I've had a pretty good amount of guests that are celebrities or, you know, semi-celebrities or big rappers. A friend of mine who's a childhood friend of mine, I've known him for many, many years, or over 25 years, was Eva Mendes' little brother. Carlos Mendez.
Right.
And, you know, he was on the show as, in fact, it was funny because I had lost contact with him for years and I saw him on Parks and Recreation, the TV show. And I was like, oh my God, Carlos, he made it. He's on TV because he's always talking about being an actor. Even I'm talking back in the mid 90s, he was talking about being an actor. That was his passion before his sister was ever into acting because she was into modeling at the time. He was, you know, that was his thing. He wanted to be an actor. And to see him on TV was, you know, blew my mind. And I started researching online to try to get a hold of him. And I found him on Facebook, sent him a friend request and a message. And immediately, like a day later, he sent me a message back saying, oh my God, bro, I can't believe you're, you know, doing radio. And man, that's awesome. Thank you for, you know, seeing the episode and liking it and reaching out to me. You know, I haven't talked to you in about 10 years and we kind of rekindled a friendship, but you know, he's somebody that I was good friends with in high school. So it was really cool to, you know, touch base with him and stuff. And, Carlos Mendez is an awesome actor. He's doing a lot of independent work now and stuff. And, you know, I've been lucky in that sense where I've met a lot of folks that are semi-famous or famous. I interviewed Ernie Hudson from the Ghostbusters thing, which is huge. Scott Thompson, who is one of the members of the show Kids in the Hall.
That's right,
which is a sketch comedy show.
Canadian-based, too.
Yeah, Canadian-based. Funny guy, funny show. Got to interview him live in person, which was awesome, and Ernie Hudson live in person. And one of my favorite actors ever, Doug Jones. If you don't know who Doug Jones is, you've definitely seen his work. You might not know his face because he's always under a lot of prosthetics and makeup. But he was in Hellboy 1 and 2. He played the Abe Sapien, the fish guy. That was Doug Jones. He was the Silver Surfer in the 2006, I think, was Rise of the Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four film. He was in that. He's been in Pan's Labyrinth. He's been in a slew of movies, TV shows. He's always under a lot of makeup, though. That's the thing. He was also in Batman Returns. So he's been in a lot of stuff where you don't see his face per se, but he's a major influence in that show or movie. And he's somebody we interviewed live, and he's on my show on audio also later on. He even gave me a really cool bumper for my show, which was really neat when I met him. I almost got my ass kicked by Lou Ferrigno, which I don't know if that counts for anything, but there's a whole story there that we could talk about one day, and it was a pretty funny incident. But
save it for the Rogues Gallery. I think that would be the best thing we could do if you're up for that. Are you going to be – there's probably a few people that we've got on board here that would – like to have like to talk.
I can hang out for a little bit, not too long because I do got to get up early, but I can hang out for a little while.
Awesome, sure. That's great. Well, so we got your website, your YouTube channels, the Jackal's Head, New Logic Entertainment, and PSN.
Well, my main website, if you guys want to follow me, is thejackal.com, 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 all one word. That's my main hub for all my my stuff. If you want to listen to the radio podcast, go to psn-radio.com. That's the main website address for all the shows that I do. But if you want to go to individual podcasts, you know, we got Inside the Jackal's Head or thejackalshead.com. You can go there. You can find all those links also on thejackal.com, by the way. You could just, everything's kind of hubbed into that one website. Skywatchersradio.com is another link. So you could have, you know, kind of access to, you know, all the podcasts separately. You know, instead of putting everything on one page, I created individual pages for the shows. So it really individualizes each one of them. But the main hub is always thejackal.com. You go there, you're going to find all the latest information on myself, music I'm working on, radio shows I'm involved with, some media stuff that I'm going to be doing later on in the next year, some TV work I might be doing in the next year as well. That's going to be put on there. I'm writing a book and a script for a movie. So that, you know, more information on that's going to be put on there eventually. So there's a lot of stuff that I'm working on. Next year I plan also to write not only the main script that I've been working on, but a second script, which is going to be an autobiography of my mother's life. And that's something that's kind of been in the back of my head since she passed away. Because her story, when, you know, when people realize, you know, that what she went through to get to this country, and you see her back end, you know, the back story of what happened to her, it's an amazing story, and it deserves to be made into a movie. It really does. Not just because she was my mother, but because of the fascinating aspect of what she went through. So that's something that I'm working on as well. But there's a couple of things that I'm working on where it's movie related, where it's going to lead me down to another path of, you know, that I really want to get to, which is directing film and writing movies. That's something that I really love doing, and it's something that I want to get into more as I get older. You know, I'm almost 40 now. So there's only so many years that I'm going to be able to do hip hop or do podcasting. Before I get completely bored out of either or, but movies is something I definitely want to gravitate more and more towards. Even though I think deep down I'll always be recording music, because that's kind of a passion I've had my whole life. So you're always going to catch me, even when I'm 60 or 70, recording a song. That's just something that I'm going to be doing. But you know, movies is something that which would be the next step forward for me. You know, whether it be behind the, you know, the camera, or in front of the camera, or writing it, or one aspect or another.
Yeah, see now, I'm back, I'm here, I'm that, it's clear, come on, yo. This is hip-hop, homie, in the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, hip-hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this too. It's all what I thought, got pieces of pieces. Breakdown is rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I could say anything, the kids would still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build a rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries with tons of respect. Now everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to turn, pages to turn, just a flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Fading, now lady, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy, or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be, slightly in sight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, cold and fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim through. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this too. This is hip-hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club, hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true. true to this art form that I love, then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody gloves. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lip. Cause even though this is hip-hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just pull out the hit. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. There's some new logic for your hands, Jackal. See now, let's go!
Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my moves, then just let me be and I can save this too. This is hip-hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yeah, hip-hop. See now, the jack. I like the sound of this one, you know? It got that real hip hop feeling, you know? I had to do my thing with this one. See now.
Well, thanks once again to everybody who took the time to check out today's Minds Indie Music Extravaganza. A big pirate salute and tip of the hat as well to all the artists who contributed their sparkling content and creations. Remember to take a look at today's show notes as well and click on all your favorite indie music links. Capping things off today, we present one of the acts, entertainment agent Johnny Canuck, has drawn upon from within his ever-expanding stable of talent. This, of course, could only be one person, the underground Canadian folk rock legend himself, Kid Coleman. Touring Canada's Western Summer Music Festival circuit since the mid-1990s, Coleman has further become a regular fixture throughout Alberta's open mic, bar, street busking, and live performance scene. Recorded as part of Kid's 2006-song original EP project, Zero's the Number, No Return, this is the grassroots anthem that some say helped spark a peaceful revolution. Hemp for Victory.
And dreary hole etched into the memory of every living soul, ranging from royal friends right down to chicken straw. And if you've ever dreamed of the impossible dream, you're bound to have a sense of just what it means. In a world that prides itself on sweet seduction. Yes, if you want to talk politics, we can get down and feel the power buried in the ground. The populace priests sermonizing for the grassroots audience.
Here's that quote.
Hemp for victory, peace for sale. Do it for your children's sake. To harvest, work to be done before the time's too late. Hey, history reads like a four-letter word, like a bunk. Democracy's absurd. Freedom, the myth that holds it all up in store. You know we pay lip service.
service to the market rules. Golden arches and our heathen schools. Invisible hands shall rise from the dead once more. Once more. And for victory, peace for sale. Jesus, I can hardly wait. Crop to harvest, work to be done. More. For sale, rolling down a new and state. Spread the news, come on, enlighten yourself. Too late.